The deadline to file your federal taxes is just around the corner in case you're curious and you're a procrastinator. It's Monday, April 18th this year. So, are you fully prepared? Well, my next guest has a related question. Is the IRS fully prepared? The IRS isn't even done with the previous filing season, yet some in Washington keep thinking, you know what, let's give the IRS more to do. Joining us now to examine the reasons, causes of the current state of affairs with the IRS is the president of the Taxpayer Protection Alliance, David Williams. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thanks for having me, and you're absolutely right. You know, we're less than a month away from tax day, and the IRS has so many problems, a backlog of returns that they haven't processed from previous years, and now they want to do more. And really, we just need to pump the brakes and stop them from even having more responsibility.
I want to give you the website, too, by the way, for Taxpayers Protection Alliance. We have it on the homepage, too, protectingtaxpayers.org. Learn more about this issue and some more details past the point where we're getting here. And David, this is even a bipartisan. I mean, when you get Republican and Democrat senators and members of the House together on any topic, you know it's got to be serious, and this is one of those cases.
Yeah, it really is, and I think that, you know, the IRS is probably one of the most feared agencies in the federal government. We all dread having to call the IRS, having to deal with the IRS in any capacity. And this really goes across party lines, as you said. Republicans and Democrats alike really have the same concerns about the IRS. And, you know, there are multiple concerns. There's privacy concerns. There's the way that they want to audit people more to bring in more revenue. So there are a lot of concerns that, you know, cross party lines at this point.
I can give you personal testimony as far as the personal security, because I, like a growing number and probably a majority by now of people I filed electronically, then in the middle of the next year, I got a letter from the IRS, which isn't always a happy day, but I opened it up because they had to tell me that the service that the IRS website switched me over to do the online filing was hacked, and someone used my social security number to file taxes for that next year. So I can't tell you how much fun it is to try to unfreeze your social security number, David.
That must have been a terrifying moment to get that information, that notice from the IRS. And, you know, at the heart of that is the IRS's computer systems. Some of them are 40 years old. So we're talking about these legacy IT systems that just can't keep up with the security, with the cybersecurity. I mean, listen, you know, the phone that I'm talking to you on, the software in this phone is brand new, right? Developed in the last couple of years. Yet the most sensitive information that's out there, your social security number, you know, the tax returns that you're sending, you know, these systems are 40 years old. I mean, that's just unacceptable on any level.
I was reading, too, in some cases there were sectors of the IRS electronic side of things that can't communicate with each other because there is such a technological gap and disconnect between the various operations and systems.
Yeah, that's true, is that a lot of these systems can't talk to each other. And this is not just the IRS. It's a lot of these agencies that don't, you know, they don't have compatible software to talk internally in the agencies. Forget about talking to other agencies. And so, you know, this is a major problem. And yet, you know, again, like we said, the IRS wants more responsibility. They have a lot to do to fix these problems. And, you know, the one of the biggest concerns I have right now is the audits, is that the IRS wants to do more audits. And what we have seen, and this is not anecdotal, there have actually been studies to show that the IRS audits poor people a lot more than it audits higher income folks. And the IRS has admitted it and said, yes, we do that because we know that we can shake them down, that we can, you know, scare them into paying what we think they owe, not what they think they owe, but what we think they owe. So, yeah, the Mississippi Delta region gets audited a lot more than the suburbs of New York, the wealthy suburbs of New York. And, I mean, that's just shameful, right? I mean, that's just, targeting poorer Americans for audits is just shameful.
So, basically, if you file for the earned income credit, you're basically increasing yourself and flagging yourself for an audit, or at least increasing the odds of it.
You really are. And again, you know, the IRS knows that, you know, you don't have the resources to fight. And, you know, someone that in the, you know, higher income, you know, Bill Gates is going to hire a team of CPAs, a team of lawyers, a team of accountants, you name it. He's going to hire them to fight the IRS. But You know, if you're making, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year, the IRS comes knocking. Guess what? You're going to pay it. I mean, that's the unfortunate truth.
So David Williams, who's the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, protectingtaxpayers.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I did see a story recently. The IRS is planning to hire 10,000 workers to tackle the backlog that they're facing. I also saw a story that 50,000 people are planning to be hired by Walmart. Doesn't mean customer service is going to improve there, though.
No, it doesn't. And what are these 10,000 people going to be used for? Now, they say that it's to, you know, process the backlog of information, of, you know, these returns, but I have a problem with that. Now, let's look at what's happened with the IRS over the years. The IRS used to be just an agency that collects taxes, right, and processed returns. We have given them so much more responsibility over the years. You know, we've seen this mission creep. Look at 2 years ago when they were sending out stimulus checks for COVID relief. They sent checks to dead people. I think it was more than $1 billion worth of checks to dead people. And when asked, an IRS spokesperson said, the reason we did this was Congress didn't tell us we couldn't. So this is the common sense, you know, I use air quotes here, the common sense that's going through the Internal Revenue Service at this point is that they have to be told not to send money to dead people. Now, this is, you know, someone at some meeting in the IRS should have stood up and said, how about we don't do this? I mean, that seems to be pretty simple, but no one said that. So, yeah, this is just, but this shows you, you know, when given more responsibility, they don't know how to deal with it.
And when you consider, too, that the budget that Congress approved for the IRS, $12.6 billion, 6% increase from 2021, we're talking about an organization within government as if there is any that doesn't, but they have plenty of funding, one would think, to fix a lot of this.
They do, and they have chosen not to fix it. And remember back in 2010, the politicization of the IRS, where they're going after the right-leaning groups, the Tea Party groups. They were denying them, you know, the nonprofit status. So, you know, giving the IRS more money doesn't mean better service. It just means they have more people. And what they do with those people, we have no idea. And, you know, we've seen, you know, last year this time, we saw, you know, massive leaks of tax information. You know, Elon Musk, Michael Bloomberg, I think George Soros was caught up in this. And listen, a couple of these folks are folks that I don't necessarily agree with politically, but that doesn't mean that the IRS should be leaking their tax information and what they pay or don't pay in taxes. I mean, this was, and there has been no investigation by Congress. We have not seen anybody been identified as responsible for this leak. So, I mean, that is very concerning. And again, you know, getting back to the original point, imagine if the IRS forced us to, you know, use them to prepare our taxes. Imagine the IRS preparing our taxes, having all of this information now, and having it, you know, vulnerable to not just cyber attackers, but someone inside the IRS leaking the information. So there's a lot to worry about here.
I'm sure you would just need a handful of people with political agendas in that aspect of that type of plan, and a lot of bad things can happen to a lot of innocent people.
It sure can. And when the IRS is preparing your taxes, you know, do you really think you're going to get the biggest refund that you're owed? Absolutely not.
No, it's not going to be.
The IRS is not going to work in your favor and try to get you the biggest refund.
Yeah, it's not like if you go to one of the legitimate outside tax preparers and you're doing the online filing and they go, wait a minute, here's a way we can get you more back. I don't think the IRS is going to be doing that.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, no IRS agent is going to see a red flag and go, oh, wait a second, you know, or ask the right questions, right? I mean, that's what the private tax preparers do, is they ask the right questions. The IRS will not be asking the right questions because it's not in their interest. And again, there's, you know, people talk about the separation of church and state. How about we have the separation of taxation and the private sector? Let's keep these private preparers, you know, alone and let them do it, because, again, they're looking out for our best interest.
Well, to play things fair, he says sarcastically, we have to give IRS credit. They've unveiled the Taxpayer Experience Office to improve customer service. Talk about the definition of there's nowhere to go but up.
Well, right. I mean, when you're, you know, deep in a hole, I guess there is nowhere else to go but up. And, And listen, we've heard this before from the National Taxpayer Advocate. They're going to improve customer service. They're going to answer phones. They're going to do everything. They never do it. I mean, this has been years in the making, and they never do this. And and let's remember that a lot of these agents will get huge bonuses at the end of the year, no matter what they do or don't do. So there's a lot tied to this. And again, it's a really poorly functioning agency. And it needs to be fixed from top to bottom. And, my thing is keep it as simple as possible. Keep the tax system as simple as possible. Keep the IRS's responsibilities as simple as possible, because the more complicated it gets, the tougher it is. I mean, listen, we can't even count the number of people in this country. We have difficulty with a census, and that should be the easiest thing to do is count people. So we can't do that as a federal government. So to give the IRS more complicated things to figure out, is not going to end well. And now Congress wants to give everyone a stimulus check for gas. Again, it's going to involve the IRS sending out these checks. More responsibility. This is, the IRS is coming up, like you said, April 18th tax day. Don't give them, don't distract them. Keep them focused on tax day, getting our refunds and returns process.
Yeah, they have enough trouble dealing with their natural duties that they seem to find unnaturally challenging. And since we're based in New Jersey, too, I want to make mention, Senator Bob Menendez is a member of the Senate Finance Committee. You might want to go to Senate.gov and give him an electronic tap on the shoulder and say, hey, what gives? Let's work on fixing this situation, help the IRS catch up and stay caught up, which would be a wonderful thing. And certainly with that $12.6 billion budget, do a little upgrade of the technical side of the program. That would probably be an easy way to solve a lot of the problems and learn more about our tax system, its need for repair, its dire need for repair. I mean, when you make the U.S. postal system look efficient and strong with customer service, you're in a bad spot. But you can learn more about the tax status, situation, procedures, and problems at Taxpayer Protection Alliance website, protectingtaxpayers.org. We've been talking with the President, David Williams. David, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.